Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 24, we head to Belgium. A river can often be the lifeblood of a city, and that's certainly the case for Antwerp, Belgium's second largest city. But with no bridges, there's only one way to cross this river by foot, and that's through the St. Anna Tunnel. Monocle's Eileen Goffin takes us on a stroll through this pedestrian delight under the river.
As Belgium's second largest city, Antwerp is internationally renowned for its fashion scene, diamond market, and port. Unlike other major cities, there are no historical bridges over the river, nor controversial pedestrian ones designed by famous contemporary architects. In fact, there are no bridges at all. The reason for this? The River Schelde is the lifeblood of the port of Antwerp, and any early 20th century proposal for a bridge that would obstruct ships passing through were met with a definite nin. One might argue it is partly for lack of bridging the two parts of town that there are not many reasons to visit Linkeroever, which translates simply as left bank. It never underwent the regeneration that, for example, the South Bank in London has. You could even say it isn't the prettiest part of town. A small beach flanking the Schelde and some of the best mussel restaurants in the city remind us of a more vibrant history of the neighbourhood, when ferry boats took residents up and down the river on a regular basis. But the ambitious plans city planners once had for the area never came into being after the Second World War. Sadly, the left bank was left out of new urban development plans. However, there is a gem that makes it worth the crossing. One place where Antwerp is a little bit special is beneath the surface. The St. Anna Tunnel is the pedestrian tunnel that runs under the Schelde and brings residents from the left bank to the city centre on the right bank. As there are no bridges, it is the only way to cross the river by foot. Tunnels are mysterious and obscure in an oddly pleasant way. To me, they evoke Goonies-style adventures. But they are usually also dim and industrial. Who wouldn't much rather look at the view from the Brooklyn Bridge down on Manhattan in the afternoon sun, or from the Pont Neuf onto the Eiffel Tower? But unusually for a tunnel, and unlike the traffic-clogged subterranean arteries of London and New York, St. Anna is a peaceful haven, a simple though majestic underwater thoroughfare. The tunnel opened in 1933 and is still almost completely original, from the switches and safety signs to the ceramic tiles and wooden staircases. The two yellow brick buildings by which you enter and emerge were designed by architect Emil van Averbeke in the style of New Pragmatism, a Dutch period of modernist architecture that started in the 1920s. It is characterized by angular shapes and designs where the functional prevails. From the right bank at St. Jansvliet, as you leave behind the Sunday antiques market and beautiful furniture shops, you descend on what is indisputably the highlight: a trip down the original rattling wooden escalators. There is no standing on the right in Antwerp. People and their bikes, just like the Dutch, the Belgians don't go anywhere without their bike, are more often than not blocking the stairs. But why would you want to rush past? The escalator is for the experience, wondering at how this relic is still operating, its beauty, and of a time gone by as you slowly vanish 13 meters into the ground. Once down, you gaze into a 572-meter-long tunnel that is a bit too brightly lit, with wide tiled walls and a paved floor worn smooth by the passing of the bicycles and pedestrians. On foot, the journey passes in 10 minutes, voices echoing, unthinking of the water pressing down from above, while cyclists pass swiftly by. Transported to the other side, you emerge onto the left bank, where people go back to their homes, or locals from the city centre come and find a bench on the embankment for by far the best view of the Antwerp skyline. They sometimes cycle over for some cheeky wild swimming too. And after that, the rattling starts again, whisking you back under the Schelde. It's beautiful in its imperfection. Antwerp's old waterfront is facing a long-needed makeover from car park to leafy pedestrian walkway. But for now at least, the locals are content with occasionally, quietly disappearing beneath the surface.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Thanks to Yulin Goffin for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. We'll hop on a bike for a special episode on cycling this week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.